Talk to me. Tell me how it feels to always see everything in a major key when I'm drowning in ennui. 'Cause all I do is try to conjure up a little sun for you, and when it doesn't come, you ask why the sky ain't blue. To get me off, so sick and tired of living in a rut. Love is not enough. I wonder if it ever was. I shouldn't have to bleed you dry to fill me up. Love is not enough. Me.
brand new music there from Bonnie Whitmore. That song is called Fine, and that is from her brand new release, Last Will and Testament. Before that, Lydia Lovelace did Love Is Not Enough. We heard Lucinda Williams going back to 2014, Walk On, and Lily Hyatt from her new album, Walking Proof. We heard P-Town. I don't think she's talking about Provincetown. She's talking about Portland. And we started off with Kathleen Edwards. She has a new album out, but we went back to the album Asking for Flowers from 2008. We heard I Make the Dough, You Get the Glory. All right, wrapping up another set here on Something About the Women and going into our final hour of the show. So I figured we'd have a little fun. I started the set off kind of mellow and slow. Now let's have a little fun with some kitschy country music, starting it off with the one and only Rose Maddox here on Something About the Women.
Worldwide young men like to have a good time. Worldwide young men like to have a good time. Worldwide boyfriends like to lose their minds. Wild men dig me, but I love a cool one.
Denying, I cried for you. It was your favorite past.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, hold the P-Row down the bio. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shadow Mio. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Tibby-does, the Fontenos, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style, go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Well, a jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shadow Mio. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio.
Well, if you've been a married a woman and things didn't seem to work out, divorce is the key to being loose and free, so you're gonna be talked about. Everybody knows that you've loved once, they think you'll love again. You can't have a male friend when you're a has-been or a woman, you're rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of gold. Even men turn and silver try to make. But I think it's wrong to judge every picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend's a husband says to you, if she started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would if he could, and he will if you're rated X. Well, nobody going, but they sure know where you've been. All they're thinking of is your experience of love, all their minds eat up with sin. The women all look at you like you're bad, the men all hope you are. But if you go too far, you're gonna wear the scar of a woman rated X. And if you're rated, even men turn and silver try to make. But I think it's wrong to judge every picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend's a husband says to you, if you started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would have been good, and he will if you're rated X. Wise women don't have. Cause if you've been married, you can't have no fun at all. Or you're rated X. No matter what you do, they're going to talk about you. Look down their noses. I don't know what to think about it. Just give them something to talk about, I guess. Best thing we can do is let them talk.
Mixed up, oh my. mixed up, oh, how you? Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now, we used to walk and talk, darling, jump and sing, but I know now you don't mean me a thing. I'm just a little mixed up, mixed up.
All right, wrapping up a fun set of country and rockabilly and classic kind of stuff. That was Betty James doing I'm a Little Mixed Up. That's from a compilation called Rhythm and Blues, 50 Hits. I couldn't find anything else by Betty James, but I really liked that song. Before that, Loretta Lynn told us why she's rated X, and Wanda Jackson doing a classic song, Jambalaya on the Bayou. That is from a compilation called The Ultimate Collection, from 2007. Patsy Cline got some help from the Jordanaires on Seven Lonely Days, and we started the set with Rose Maddox doing Wild Wild Young Men, and that is from a compilation called 100 Rare 50s Rockabilly Tracks. You heard it here, folks, on Something About the Women, where you never know what you're going to hear next. But next you're going to hear Corinne Bailey Ray here on Something About the Women.
The more they
heart draws more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake, some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to. Girl, put your records.
The scars of been setting up and planted lilacs and buttercups. Oh, oh, oh. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Closing out another set where we went back in time a little bit. Not as far back as we often go, but back. That was Tony Childs doing the title track to her 1991 album House of Hope. Before that, from 1994, was Dion Farris's I Know. Feist did Mushaboom from 2004. Adele's Rolling in the Deep from 2010, and we started it all off with Corinne Bailey Ray doing Put Your Records On from 2006. So that wraps up another set and getting close to the end of the show here, but we still have time to squeeze in a few more songs. Let's get to this one that I really love from Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis here on Something About the Women.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? I'll take you to some place I've never been before. I'm going when I'm going, where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. On the bus and the fire, man, you know I sure can't stay. The baby pack will leave the truck, I know you've got to sleep today. They just said where we're gonna get safe, but we might even leave the USA. It's a brand new game that I just want to play. I know you used to be running or screaming and crying. I guess you've got a whole man and I've got mine.
You can't stand me. heat. Better get out of the kitchen. Talk is dirty cheap. You know the people gonna listen. Gonna listen. Who are talking to? Who are they talking about? Us? You know they're talking about trash. Gotta go pick it up. Who's lying to who? Who talking to who? They're talking about us. You know they're talking about trash. Gotta go pick it up. Who's lying to who? They're lying too much. They talking dirt on the telephone. Digging it up. Keep digging. Keep digging. Well, I heard it from the friend. You were talking to a neighbor who was peeking through the blinds. She said she'd call you later. It's ringing off a hook and the story's getting twisted. Catching dirty looks. You're just a time bomb ticking. Just ticking. Who are talking to who? They're talking about us. You know they're talking that trash. Gotta go pick it up. Who's lying to who? They're lying too much. Rattling bones on the payphone. Digging it up. I said, who are talking to who? They're talking about trash. Gotta go pick it up. Who's lying to who? They're lying too much. They're talking dirt on the telephone. Digging it up. Hear what they say. See what they do. And if it don't match up, they're probably lying to you. Hear what they say. See what they do. And if it don't match up, I might be lying too. Hey.
said goodbye to a boss. Sold her possessions at a terrible loss. They tried to cut it down with a switchblade knife. Took her 10 long years of trouble and strife. Think I'm gonna move down to New Orleans. Buy myself a pair of designer jeans.
Title track there to the brand new album by Joan Osborne, Trouble and Strife. I highly recommend it. Before that, Larkin Poe, their new album is called Self-Made Man. We heard Keep Diggin', and we started the set with Kitty Daisy and Lewis doing Going Up the Country from their 2009 self-titled album. So we're almost at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, and every week have the pleasure of putting songs together and talking about the music that we love here on Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kirsten will be up next week with another show, and we'll see you then. In the meantime, let me leave you with one last song from Elizabeth Cook's new album. The album is called Aftermath, and this one is tucked right in there at the end. It's a little different from the rest. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Make sure you vote.
You're all in.
It was hot, a hunting in the shade, when Mary got a note from this guy named Gabe. She don't remember getting pregnant, but she did. And by all accounts, she churned out one heck of a kid. But walking home from church one day, he just up and disappeared. Maybe he went to find Santa, or maybe he went to get beer. He was just 12 years old, this miracle she carried. It was all so confusing, she wasn't even married. So she fled south to Elizabeth, her eldest cousin, who despite her old age also had one in the oven. And in a duplex with a busted cement gnome, well, Chattanooga was as good as home. That's in Tennessee. There's Barbie lovers and firecrackers and train trackers and Coca-Cola makers and insurance takers and a lot of hot preachers. Sam bought the brownies, Sean and Buffalo. They almost booked a beach trip, but they didn't have a way. They baked biscuits at daylight for whoever might stop by. But they didn't get a lot of callers at the corner and do that. Well, sweet tea was flowing and so were the tears, as Mary lived out her submissive years. Not really free and sure not a boss, just mostly lonely and mostly lost. Wherever Jesus was and whatever God had in mind, she hoped her boy was out there somewhere having a good time. Cause chance just seems to fall out of the sky, and that's if you're lucky and the weather is dry. Lots of letters from Mama came, full of worry, and I told you. She curled up on the couch and watched Steel Magnolias. She baked a cake and baked a ham, She opened an account on Instagram, because that's what you did back then. Mary was a good old gal. She didn't deserve it. She wrote her lines out one at a time, and she didn't complain one bit. She saw Sinead cover Loretta on Saturday Night Live, like every good virgin does. But she spent most of her time just sitting around and wondering where in the hell Jesus was. Simple